A spreadsheet is an accounting or bookkeeping program for a computer. It's also the display of columns and rows that such a program prints. Spreadsheets allow people to organize information, spot trends, and make calculations. Dr. America uses magnificent, but wholly imaginary, spreadsheets at the American Studies Museum for tasks like budgeting, payroll, and inventory. But he's careful not to let spreadsheets use him. In recent years, Dr. America has observed that all sorts of American organizations have become possessed by what he calls a spreadsheet mentality, the presumption that progress is produced by spreadsheet analysis. Spreadsheets can help individuals and institutions become more efficient, and this is often a good thing. Our use of spreadsheets as an aid to accountability or as a tool for planning doesn't worry Dr. America, but he does worry when spreadsheets become the primary tool for analysis. As the saying goes, when the only tool you have is a hammer, you tend to interpret every problem as a nail. Dr. America worries about spreadsheets because our reliance on them relies on a lot of assumptions. When we make the spreadsheet as real as the reality it measures, there can be problems both of accounting and accountability. A spreadsheet is a matrix of boxes or cells, each box containing a quantity of whatever it is you think you're measuring. It's essentially an organized answer to a set of questions posed by the user. And so it depends on the questions. If you ask stupid questions, you get a stupid spreadsheet. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't look stupid. It looks smart. And sometimes, even when you ask smart questions, it turns out that there's no unambiguous answer, although the spreadsheet certainly prefers one. In that case, we reduce the complexity of real life to the simplicity of virtual life. Again, because it's a spreadsheet, this reductive thinking still looks smart. Sometimes, too, the categories contrived in a faulty set of questions take on a life of their own in the spreadsheet. When that happens, it can be little boxes with a vengeance, all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they look just the same because a spreadsheet forces you to measure the same thing. At a college, for example, if you choose to measure the student-faculty ratio for one department, you have to do it for all the others, even if that might not be the most relevant measure of productivity for every department. Once you have a spreadsheet of performance or productivity, the tendency is to calculate the values that go into the boxes instead of evaluating the boxes themselves. And as Thomas Pynchon says, if they can get you thinking about the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about the answers. Spreadsheets also invite what Dr. America calls the quantitative fallacy. They can often capture what's quantifiable, but they're not so good at capturing what's not. For example, they can capture the demographic composition of a community, but not its spirit. They can capture human attributes, age, sex, salary, productivity, but not human beings. If we take them too seriously, spreadsheets give us the illusion that what we can count is what really counts. In some ways, a spreadsheet is like a zoo. It can capture wild animals and put them in boxes, but it can't capture their wildness. It's a way of caging animals and displaying them, and it can be instructive and fun. But if it's wildness you want, a zoo isn't the best way to get it. If it's wildness you want, you need to think out of the box, out of the spreadsheet. You need a different tool. You need a different metaphor. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, thinking, as always, outside the boxes.